Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. We are recording in Silver Spring, Maryland, and are so glad that you can join us. Nazir Mem Dalid, Nazir 44a, pagination is 87, starting from the Mishnah, about 15 lines from the top, which is a synopsis of many of the concepts that we've been discussing regarding a Nazir. Now we know, as the Mishnah presents, Shalosha Minim Asurim Benazir. There are three things that a Nazir is forbidden to do. Hatoma, corpse toma, coming in contact with a dead body. Vehatiglachas, and cutting his hair. Vehayotze Minagefen, and foods or drink that comes from the grape. These are the three things that we know are forbidden to a Nazir. What our Mishnah does is analyze the comparison between one prohibition and the other and the guidelines of each, noting Chomer, that one of them is more strict than the others, and so on. Just as an aside, to be aware of this style of scholarship, the Chovos HaLevavos is one of the remarkable works that does this style of comparison, very deeply analytical, but very attainable, where we note the differences between specific types of things, even though they're all prohibitions of the Nazir, but they work very differently. For example, Chomer betuma uvetiglachas mibiyotze min hagefen. The prohibition against tuma, as well as the prohibition against haircuts, work differently. They're more strict than the prohibition regarding consumption of grape products. Sheatuma veatiglachas sosrim. Because if he's in violation of the tuma prohibition or the haircut prohibition, it is going to actually undo his nazirus, and he's going to have to redo it, at least in part. V'hayotze min hagefen, but regarding consumption of grape products, eino soser, it's a violation, a serious violation, but it's not going to undo his nazirus. Chomer biyotze min hagefen mibatuma uvitiglachas. The prohibition against consumption of grape products is in a certain regard more strict than the prohibition against tuma and haircuts. Shayotze min hagefen lohuta michlolo. Because the prohibition against grape products is never permitted. Even if the person says, well, I want to make kiddush. You can't make kiddush on a grape product. Your options would be to have someone else make kiddush for you, to make kiddush perhaps on bread, which is sometimes an option, to make kiddush on chamar medina, on the beverage of the country. But you're not going to be able to conjure up a big enough mitzvah or compelling reason to be able to violate this prohibition of grape product consumption. Whereas, tuma v'tiglachas hutru michlolon. The cases of tuma and the cases of haircut will, in a specific application, have a permissible case. V'tiglachas mitzvah, if it's a case where the shaving is a mitzvah, meaning by mitzora, in his purification process, uvemeis mitzvah, and in the case of a dead body that no one else is available to bury, then the Nazir himself would go ahead and do that. But in any normal mitzvah, there is no permissible case regarding grape products. Obviously, if his life was at stake, so then that's a different thing. But in terms of dichuyim, one mitzvah being greater than the other, you will not find that the grape product consumption prohibition is ever going to be permitted. Finally, the Mishnah says, V'chomer b'tumah mibitiglachas, the case of tumah is going to be stricter than the haircut case, even though we said that in both cases they are going to undo and invalidate the Nazirus time that he's already observed. Nevertheless, there's a difference. Sha'atumah so'seres es hakol, v'chayavin aleha korban. Because tumah is going to undo everything, and there's a korban, there's a purification, an atonement process, I guess is the best word. There's a ritual process in order to restore himself to starting his Nazirus again, and he's back to zero. He's back to day one. V'tiglachas eina soseres ela shloshim. Whereas if the person took a haircut, it's only going to undo the basic minimum of 30 days, ve'ein chayavin alei karban, and is not going to be obligated in a karban. The haircut, simply, he's going to start observing again, but not that he has to go through a special ritual process like that of tumah. The tumah ritual process is discussed on Amud Beis, and we can do that in the next session. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.